Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf Tzadi, Maseches Shabbos. So, as you learn through the Daf, it's a very technical Daf, and never would you have imagined that this would serve as an important proof for a halacha in Hilchos Havdalah. And I'll share with you what I'm talking about. There's a din found in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Ches Sif Zayin, Sif Vav rather, and the Shulchan Aruch is describing if a person has a bag of pepper or ginger that was being stored in a jug, a bottle of wine, yai nesach, you're allowed to smell it. Because when you smell the besamim, you're smelling the spice inside, you're smelling the pepper, you're smelling the ginger, but you're not smelling the wine. It's not a violation of getting hana from yai nesach. But, the Shulchan Aruch says, aval lebesamim de havdala aser. But to use these spices of havdala would be aser. So the Taz there on the spot says it's the reason why you can't use this for Havdalah because it's demais, it's disgusting. To use, say, a bracha for the mitzvah of Havdalah on a bottle of wine that's used for Yai Nesach would be inappropriate. The implication is if the pepper or ginger was in a regular bottle, in a regular container, and there would not be a concern of Yai Nesach at all, then it would be entirely appropriate to use this for Besamim. So from this, we see, says the Taz, that some people, that you're allowed to use pepper for besamim. Why is the Taz pointing this out? Because the Taz says that he found that some suggested that pepper may not be used for besamim. Why? What's the basis? The basis is this Mishnah and Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, it's talking about carrying different items for a violation of Hotzah on Shabbos. It says, Pilpeles. Kolshu, v'itron kolshu, mini besamim, mini matachos. So it goes on to describe different spices. And from the very fact that it separates between pilpelas, which is pepper, and besamim, tells us that pilpelas, the pepper, is not one of the besamim and may not be used for the dinim of the besamim on Matzah Shabbos. That was what one wanted to prove. But the Taz says the problem is whoever brought this derived from the Mishnah neglected to look at the Rashi there on the spot. What does Rashi say? Rashi says in our daf, pilpelas kolshu ve'eno pilpul shalanu. Pilpelas is a different type of item that grows from the ground. It's not pilpul, it's not pepper, which would indicate that pepper is included in besamim. So the Taz says, based on this Mishnah and Rashi, that pilpelas is not pepper. Pepper is in the rubric of besamim. And the din in Shulchan Aruch that the only time you can use pepper for Havdalah is when it's in a container of Yai Nesach. So therefore, if it's a pepper that's contained in a regular cup or canister, whatever it's in, one would be able to say the bracha of besamim on Matzah Shabbos on Havdalah. The Shach, in his commentary, the Nekudas Kesef, which is a response to the Taz, he has a whole lengthy discussion where he argues on the Taz, without going through it right now, and the Mogen Avraham, the beginning of Or Chaim Siman Reish Tzadi Zayin, where it talks about Dini Besamim of Havdalah, the Mogen Avraham says from the Taz and the Shach, the Nekudas Kesef that we just quoted, he says, I'm not sure what the whole Shaila is in the first place, whether pepper is included in Besamim or not. Of course it's included. We have a din, he says, Lo Yadati Mi Mok. I don't understand the doubt at all. There are those who hold that even bread that's hot and emits a certain aroma, one could say besamim according to some. So certainly pepper would be reliable, would be usable for besamim. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes this lahalacha, although the poskim say you could use any spice that's found in your kitchen cabinet as long as it smells a ginger and whatnot. But the Mishnah Berurah says there's something called pepper angel pepper. I don't know if that's referring to the pepper we have or not, but it sounds like it's some other type of pepper that may be used. But regular pepper, he writes, one should not use regular pepper because it's a safek machlokes between the Taz and the Shach. So halachically, one should avoid using pepper as the only means of besamim on Matzah Shabbos. I would add, I once, for whatever reason, smelled pepper, and I was sneezing for the next 35 minutes, so it's not advisable from a logistical standpoint. But either way, this becomes just a very interesting discussion based on seemingly a random Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos, Daf Tzadi.